Yeshiva last week, was it? Was it last week? Few times in the past I have requested the parents of children under 18 years of age to convince their children to make their namaz and teach them to make their namaz, and when they are in the dergah, we had, I remember, made it more or less an obligation that the children would do their namaz with us, just the farz, and then they could leave. And like many things, it sort of, disappeared. I know some of the children do, but I want all of the children to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that namaz is the mirage of my ummat. He says namaz is the sign of a Muslim. He says somebody who claims to be a Muslim and does not do their namaz, it is not right. At the same time, I asked at the same email, definitely not to force it, but you are intelligent enough and know enough about making the salat to be able to convince your children to do it. And of course the best thing is when you do it, they do it with you. If you do it, that is. This said, I just repeat what I have said, and I will keep repeating, because our children are the most important trust which Allah Ta'ala has given us. All of us, we have experienced or seen other people experience what a misery it is for a parent to see their children do wrong, and at the same time what a blessing it is when one children does right. If in a family a child does not surpass his parents, we try very hard that they surpass us financially, materially, socially, but more importantly, that if our children do not surpass us spiritually, we have failed as parents. Tonight I am going to talk about Dr. Sadiq. At least he is with name Sadiq. Hopefully that in reality he also is, which I doubt, because we are all liars in this room. And Allah Ta'ala in an ayat tells to Rasulullah, warn the munafiqeen, warn the liars who are guilty of the worst lie of lying to oneself. Tell to the hypocrites and give them the warning of azab alim, the worst kind of punishment. On the other hand, in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says to us directly, O you who believe, fear Allah and be truthful. And yet, in another ayat, he says, he is with those who are truthful. In Arabic, Sidq is truthful, the verb to be truthful. Sadiq is he who is truthful. Siddiq is the intensive form of Sidq, that's to say, the all truthful, the one who tells the truth even if the result will be his death. I just insulted you. I said that in this room we are all liars. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given the list of the munafiq, of the hypocrites, to Hazrat Huzaifa. He made a list. Imagine, amongst Ashabi Kiram. But still imagine that the next day when Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh heard that, he went to Hazrat Huzaifa, he said, brother, please tell me, am I included in that list of the hypocrites? So if Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh could doubt that he may be a hypocrite, who are we to say that we are not? And if somebody calls us that we are hypocrites, that we are insulted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith sharif, he says, the liars are not one of us. He doesn't say the ones who drink or eat pork is not one of us. He doesn't say the ones who don't do their salat and who don't fast during the Ramadan is not one of us. He doesn't say the ones who steal and even kill is not one of us. But he says that the liars are not one of us. Why? Because a thief, a murderer, a Muslim who doesn't make his prayers, a Muslim who drinks, is a person. He knows that he is drinking, he knows that he is not making his salat, he knows he is not fasting, he knows he is a thief, he knows he is a murderer. And one day he may realize that all this is wrong and ask for forgiveness and stop doing it. Why a munafiq, a hypocrite, who is neither really the way he appears, neither is he the way he appears. That person is a no person, he's not there. He's not there, neither the ones who look at them, nor he is there when he looks at the mirror. Because he's not what he appears to be. We live in a culture, in a society, from the priest and the imam to the president himself, they all shamelessly lie. And in fact, one would come almost to the conclusion that if I am not a hypocrite and I don't lie, that I would be a loser. To have your wife's favors, you tell her you love her. My wife never told me that she loved me, you know that? 40-odd years. And when I insist, she knows, you know I do, you do what? She cannot even come and say, you know that I love you. She said, you know I do. Sorry, mother. Coming out with our private affairs. Because she is less of a hypocrite than many of us. To our children, we lie. We say that I am in your age, I was a so much better student than you are. I was so much better than you are. Well, if that is true, you have failed as a parent. Because they are supposed to be better than you. So if you come and tell them that you are better than them, their age, that you have terribly, horribly failed as a parent. You go to an interview to get a job. You lie. You lie about your education, you lie about your capabilities, you lie about your work success. Why do we do that? You know why do we do it? Because I, the hypocrite, believe that my life depends on you people. When I get sick, I count on you to cure me. When I am sad, I count on you to cheer me up. When I am poor, I count on you to pay me. When I am hungry, I count on you to feed me. I forget about Allah. Who is He? You are my Lord. So I am your servant. So I lie to you. I have to lie to you so that you like me. I have to lie to you so that you help me. Because He does not exist. He is not the one who gave me life. He is not the one who cured me when I'm sick. He is not the one who feeds me. No, you do. What an idiot I am. Because you don't give a shit. We are liars. We are hypocrites. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, get out of my sight. You are not one of us. Allah Ta'ala says, when you come to me, I'm going to throw you into the fire. But in spite of all that, and he said, but if you are truthful, I am right next to you. He who knows himself knows his Lord. The day we will come to know ourselves, it's only then we will truly believe, because we will truly know Allah Ta'ala. As long as we fool ourselves that we think that we are intelligent when we are stupid, that we are pretty when we are ugly, when we are dumb we think we are intelligent, it won't do. Because can you imagine, I mean, if you think that you are powerful and you attacked a wrestler, you will get beaten up. Can you imagine if there is an essential problem which you have to solve and you think you are intelligent and you have solved it and it is wrong, it would be a disaster. But in spite of being liars and hypocrites, all praise to Allah Ta'ala, He still protects us, that we are not beaten, we are not dead, and we are not destitute. If we do not know who we are, and indeed it is not an easy achievement. Principally it is not easy achievement because we think that we are so many things. Even if one of those many things which we are is true, mini, mini, miny, mo. How the hell are we going to find out which one is us? The first thing is that we have to reduce who we are. Yeah. أيها الذين آمنوا, he says. He doesn't say, hey doctor, hey father, hey wife, hey young lady, student. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. That we have reduced the so many I's and so many me's into as few as possible. A believer, a Muslim, a member of Ummat Muhammad. A human being. Assalamu alaikum.